Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Friday, December 11th, 2020. This is edition number 46. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church, a PCA congregation located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here with me as we continue through season two of the Morning Devotional and the study of the Sermon on the Mount. We are right in the middle now of dealing with considering the Lord's Prayer as offered in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. But let's pray together first, and then we'll look at this fifth petition together this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we come to your word this morning, we come with the understanding that you have revealed yourself in your word. You have told us how to live before you, that we might glorify you in all that we do. You have given us this prayer that we might know how to pray and that we might be instructed as we pray. So we ask that you'd help us and that you'd give us your spirit that we might understand these things. We do pray for your church, and we ask that you might be with her, that you might strengthen her, and that you might cleanse her and purify her, that she might walk holy before you all of her days. Again, we thank you, our Father, ask that you'd forgive us for our many sins and that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we are considering the Lord's Prayers found in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. I'm going to read again through verse 13, and then we'll take up the fifth petition, which is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. But let's read Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. To date, we have considered the reason that Christ gave this prayer, that he might teach his disciples and teach us how to pray. He's given us this model prayer, a form of prayer, that we might be instructed as to how ways in which we are to pray. We've considered the preface to the Lord's Prayer, and we have considered the first four petitions of the Lord's Prayer. This morning, we're going to consider the fifth petition, the one found there in verse 12, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. We're going to again use the standard, the Westminster Standards, the larger and shorter catechism to help springboard some discussion as relates to this fifth petition. The shorter catechism, question 105, asks, what do we pray for in the fifth petition? And the answer is in the fifth petition, which is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We pray that God, for Christ's sake, would freely pardon all our sins, which we are the rather encouraged to ask, because by his grace we are enabled from the heart to forgive others. The larger catechism is question 194. Again, it's the same question. The answer to the question is in the fifth petition, which is forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, acknowledging that we and all others are guilty both of original and actual sin, and thereby become debtors to the justice of God, and that neither we nor any other creature can make the least satisfaction for that debt. We pray for ourselves and others that God of his free grace would, through the obedience and satisfaction of Christ, apprehended and applied by faith, acquit us both from the guilt and punishment of sin, accept us in his beloved, continue his favor and grace to us, pardon our daily failings, and fill us with peace and joy in giving us daily more and more assurance of forgiveness, which we are the rather emboldened to ask and encouraged to expect when we have this testimony in ourselves that we from the heart forgive others their offenses. So there's really two particular areas to focus on when it comes to this fifth petition. We're clearly asking that God would forgive us of our sin. We ask that God would forgive us our debts or forgive us of our sins, that debt that we owe to God, both indwelling sin, sin that abides in us, as well as actual sin that flows from that indwelling sin. Now, there's two aspects here that need to be clearly understood. First, there's the initial act of the what we know as justification, where we by faith believe what God has said. We repent and we've turned from our sin, and we have by faith received and rest upon Christ alone for salvation. Now, that's one aspect of the forgiveness of sin. But here, the idea that's given in the Lord's Prayer is more about that daily necessity of restoring our communion with God as we move through our day. Earlier in the Shorter Catechism, the question was asked, is any man able perfectly to keep the commandments of God? And the answer to that question is that no mere man since the fall is able perfectly in this life to keep the commandments of God, but doth daily break them in thought, word, and deed. And so each day, sometimes many times a day, either in thought, word, or deed, we break God's moral demands, his law. We don't act with perfect motives. We have impure thoughts. We do things that we know are contrary to the will of God, the law of God. And so each time we pray, we should always be mindful of the fact that we are indeed sinners and we need God's forgiveness. And if we remember what we talked about in question 98 of the Shorter Catechism, where it says that prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will in the name of Christ with confession of our sins. And so, of course, each time we pray, we want to be mindful of the fact that we should be confessing our sin. The other thing to remember about this element as we personally go before God in prayer is that if we harbor iniquity in our heart, if we are holding on to some sin, we refuse to deal with that sin, we refuse to forgive it and turn from it, then God does not hear us when we pray. And I don't know too many Christians, I don't know any Christians that would relish the idea of being told that God is not listening to them when they pray. We long for that communion with God, but sin will shatter that communion. It will put a barrier between us and our God. And so it's very important that we remember that we are debtors to his mercy and his grace. And when we do sin, we need to seek his forgiveness. Now, we're thankfully told multiple times in Scripture that God does forgive us. Now, I know that is probably passé to most of us that are mature in the faith, but it really ought never become that as we think about how much of a debtor we truly are to God. He is holy, we are not. We displease our Father in heaven, we break his laws, even as redeemed people. But we should also be overcome really with joy and thankfulness when we recognize that our God in heaven delights in the forgiveness of sin. If you confess your sin, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you of your sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. David, when he sinned egregiously with Bathsheba and all that fell from that, penned Psalm 51, where there he rejoices in the understanding that God does indeed forgive sin. So we must remember this very simple principle as we pray. And as we do, we are then encouraged as we exercise this responsibility in prayer. We're encouraged to keep short accounts with sin. We don't let sin grow and fester and get larger and larger and larger. But instead, we're continually dealing with sin and seeking God's forgiveness. Now, all of that said, the second part of this petition is that we're also then putting ourselves in a frame by which we then are able to forgive others. When we understand the great debt we owe God and how he has forgiven us, and then another person offends us, sins against us, we should be very quick as they come and seek forgiveness from you and from me, then to extend to them forgiveness. You remember the parable of the servant who owed a tremendous debt to his master, a debt that would be impossible to pay, 10 lifetimes, and still could not pay it. And his master, after hearing his case, forgave him of his debts. Well, you remember what happened. That man, he didn't learn anything from that. He went out and he choked his servant and demanded that he pay back what amounted to be a pittance of a debt. And as a result, bad things happened to him. And so he didn't learn that when we receive God's forgiveness, and we have a debt that was insurmountable, no way to overcome, God has forgiven us in Christ, and he continually does so, we should be then quick to forgive others. There may be somebody maybe in your life right now that you are maybe harboring ill will against. Maybe you're bitter. Maybe you have unresolved issues with somebody. And the lesson here is to deal with that and be quick to forgive others. Jesus later says in verse 14, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. These are weighty words for us to consider. As we pray this fifth petition, we're being taught that God is merciful and just and gracious to us. He forgives us. But then we then turn to our fellow man, our brothers and sisters in the church, and we extend forgiveness to them as we have received forgiveness from our perfect and holy Heavenly Father. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. If you'd like to contact me, the information is there on the screen before you. And so until Monday, when we move on to the sixth petition, I trust the Lord will bless you this weekend, and He will find you in worship on the Lord's Day, and may He help you to live according to all that He has commanded. God bless.